Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you guys, it's time to get down. I know I've been sort of missing, but I didn't have a lot of stuff going on in my life. My brother passed, you know. I actually met my grandkids for the first time. They're 10 and 12. We couldn't connect, but we did. So things are looking pretty good for me. I don't know if this is working correctly. If you can hear me on Blog Talk, let me know. If you can see me on StreamYard, let me know. Because I don't know why, but they changed the format, and when I accepted the change, the way the shit worked changed. And you know, man, I don't be wanting to do that shit. But any goddamn way, I just would like to know. It looked like it's recording, but it don't look like it normally looks. So that means something's different going on. But anyway, I'm gonna just go ahead on and see what I can see. Some people say what I do is like living in the past. What I also want to say or ask is, do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger lives in the past? He's doing things currently, right? Because you can't tell me he ain't known from his past weightlifting career. So what I'm saying is, I don't think I'm living in the past. I think I'm basking in the glory of what I did. If you are truly being the best you can be, 100%, are you better than those around you? See, you guys don't want to answer shit like this. I had a long conversation with my Generation Z nieces and nephews. And it's just incredible what you guys don't want to believe. What I'm saying is this. If you're being the best you can be, and you see and accept that you're doing 100% of what you can do, and you get faced with the question, are you better than the people around you? You can't answer, because you don't think you're better than this. You know, no one's better. There is no better. You motherfuckers have a hard time living. Because my answer would be, hell yeah, you are. Because most people aren't even 50% of what they could be. And you're acknowledging being 100% of what you can be, and you can't acknowledge that you're better than those around you. See, this is because you got that anything go type mentality. I still have dreams about, you know, me being on the Blade at some hoes. I know I will never again, you know, be down like that. I was down and dirty then, but I'm not dreaming of that shit because I want to do it again. I'm dreaming of that shit because that's what I did, and those are my thoughts, and I'm sleeping. Whatever is coming. Shit. But that's because I'll never be down and dirty again. That don't stop the thoughts about that life, you know, from creeping into my mind. And creeping from the crevices of my mind where it's trying to hide. Last night, I dreamed I was on the motherfucking track. I was with a partner of mine, Frost Pete. And we on the Blade rolling, and we rolled up to a light, and this young Filipino-looking bro asked if we were pimps. And, you know, she was on the other side, which is my side. So I said, why, of course we are, madam. Are you a hooker or a looker? And what I'm saying is, she said, I don't know. And I could see she was thinking. But before she spoke her answer, I quickly assessed that she was mad for the ticket. So I asked Frost P to pull over and let me out of the car to get in my new house. And I'll be damned if I didn't wake up. This is fucked up. I woke up. I don't know what happened. That shit was so real, I had to check my goddamn pockets to see if that motherfucking bitch hit me with a trap. How do you, in quotes, feel? I feel with my eyes and thoughts. My eyes show me things, and my thoughts assist me in dealing with them. Together, they form the kind of man I am. Now, as long as I don't let my emotions dictate what's going on, I'm going to be all right. See, why do so many good women choose the wrong man? Have you guys ever thought of that? Part of that answer is the same for women as it is for men. But women listen to part of a conversation, and they choose what they like from that conversation, and they match what they're hearing with how closely this dude that's saying this shit matches it. And this dude's appearance, this dude's demeanor, this dude, everything about this dude has to match what he's saying. And if this dude looked like what she liked about what he said, and he act like what she liked about what he said, this nigga in. With dudes, they don't even listen to the conversation. They keep their eye in mind on the prize, sex. But what both sexes have in common is the lack of interest in the person they're speaking with. When either a man or a woman is out looking for a potential partner in life, it should dawn on you, you're looking for an actual mate. The first encounter, you have to understand this, fellas. First encounter is the only time you can see a person clearly. Any subsequent date or meeting, both man and the woman have planned how to be or how to act. Now, if any of you would take the time to see, in quotes, what a person is saying, instead of hearing what you like about what they're saying, and stop focusing on what you like about the conversation, you would have a better chance at meeting your mate. You can't leave it up to dating sites or apps or whatever the fuck to do what you should do. What you should be a master at doing. Those sites can't get all the information in the world. Well, actually, those sites can get all the information in the world on a person, and only 30% of it is going to be true. While you could get, just a fraction of that information. But the information you get will be valuable to you because it will be information that concerns that person's actions, not theory. When a question is asked and answered, it's basically theory today. But when you get an answer to a question you didn't ask otherwise, it's been on your mind. God damn it, how the fuck do I, you know, get to learn more about women? This is really on your mind. And you ain't had nothing as far as right now. You ain't got no question for that. But it's on your mind. And you, let's say, listening to me. Then I start talking. And talk about how to sharpen up your game with a broad you fucking with. See, that's because, not because I know, it's because you put yourself in a position to get the information. And when you got the information, you either moved on it or not. That is a significant difference between a doer and a motherfucker that won't shit. I'm just saying. What I'm saying is people like us that focus on the correct shit. We don't leave it up to dating sites. You know, we have mastered what we need to know while everybody else is doing what they've been told they need to know. Nobody knows what you need to know but you. See, this is why I'm dope. Because I don't try to get you to follow me listening to my shit. I want my shit to tell you to do your shit. Whatever the fuck it is. And if you really want to do it, believe in it. That's what my shit is about. Independence. Individualism. Ways to make a mark in life. This is not, my Sidewalk University is not something for you to just follow. No, man, you got to implement this in your life. Just like when a Christian becomes a Christian, from that point on, they got to implement what Christianity is, or they're not a Christian. So I'm just saying the same principle applies with me. Listening to this shit don't make you down and dirty. Implementing the shit in your life is what makes you down and dirty. So my point is, instead of theory, why the fuck don't we work on facts? Because you're the Z generation or whatever it is, and you motherfuckers, there is nothing factual. I mean, what you drop out your hand, gotta go down. Somebody needs to say, oh, no, it don't. Well, wait a minute. I mean, you saying you could drop something that could go up? And of course, there is a way that can happen if they got something inside of it, whatever, that's going to make it go up or defy gravity. But there is a such thing as gravity. It's a fact. Now, there is. Like you guys believe, it doesn't have to be that way forever, which is true. But until it changes, what's true is true. So just because you know it may change in 50 years, some genius motherfucker might think of a way to defy gravity that is ready and available to everybody. And then that gravity shit will change because whoever it is discovered a way to make it not true. But just because we're open to it not being true does not mean it is not true right now. Because this is when you got to make a decision right fucking now. You can't wait 50 years for some shit to happen. And then you make a decision. You got to make your decision on what's going on now. Now, in the future, it may change. But until it do, you got to deal with reality. At least, that's the way it should go. Now, I've been quiet in the past. But it don't mean that I ain't got shit to say. It just means that what I got to say as far as that go. Can wait, because I've been busy. I mean, it could be that. But to the contrary, not only have I been busy, every day brings new things for me to think about. New things for me to ponder and see if I can add any of the shit I'm thinking, you know, to my already full list of scheduled things to do. The number one thing I need to do, the number one thing I need to add to my list is to, no matter what, allot some me time. I mean, even on my birthday, I'm on my goddamn shit fucking with my students. Even on Thanksgiving, I'm on my shit fucking with my students. I mean, of course, they had to fuck with me too, so they didn't really get that amount of time of whatever, Thanksgiving joy. But some things are important. The next part, what I do there, it is part of what makes you qualified to graduate, because what is important? Thanksgiving? Hell yeah. Becoming a man? Hell fucking yeah. But if something's going on with those two things at the same time, then you have to make a choice. What choice would you make? You can make your choice, my choice, any choice. It doesn't matter to me. It matters to you what choice you would make. So I'm just saying. You know, I don't really know if I'm reaching you guys properly, because nobody hit me on Blog Talk to tell me that you can hear me right. And ain't no motherfucker even posted shit on StreamYard. Which, you know, that really ain't right. So, evidently, I haven't learned this goddamn shit. And I don't want to do this without the right audience. So that means I'm gone. Fuck! No, that ain't right. That motherfucker should say go live. God damn it. Okay. I'm deleting this shit. Okay, now I want to create. Fuck! They did this fucking shit. Select a source. Oh. There you go, nigga. I think I did something fucking wrong. I really think I did that wrong. That was on me. Yeah! Okay, I was doing something wrong. It was on me. It wasn't on the goddamn shit. Any fucking way, I guess I'm gonna start over. You know, that's why I think I'm a motherfucker, because my shit be wrote down. I'm not gonna give you that just tune in some goddamn information that ain't what I was giving whoever was listening when I was fucking up. Because, fellas, I don't know why they did this, but they changed the format. And I had to choose if I wanted the new format or stay with the old format. And then they say, but if you don't choose the new format, you're going to miss out on some features. Okay, then, just why don't you just give me the new format? Any motherfucking way, I chose the new format, and a whole bunch of shit changed. And therefore, that's why I fucked up and was doing this shit, and it just wasn't right. But now, we're going to start over, and we're going to hopefully do the shit right. So, oh, shit. Did I see what I... Okay, man. Some people live in the past. It's really true. Some people say what I do is living in the past. I don't know if you know any professional athlete personally, but this motherfucker did 20 years in the NBA. And he did good. And he finally retires. And he still played basketball. He still know how to play basketball. But he ain't nowhere near what the fuck he used to be. So he goes to sleep this particular night. And he dreams about his glory days. Does that mean he's living in the past if he reacts as if his glory days is real when he's woke? See, there's a such thing as living in the past. But I don't do it. Not at all. I say I'm basking in the glory of what I did. Just like the average motherfucker, professional athlete that do well in their sport, not only do they have some money, but they damn near don't do nothing else. They're known for what they were doing as a professional. So what I'm saying is this. I was, you know, burying my brother, and I ran into a lot of my Generation Z nieces and nephews. And we just was talking about shit. And I think the Generation Z motherfuckers, they're like anything goes. There is no right. There is no wrong. So I'm, you know, come on, I can't go for that. So, but they said, it ain't no wrong. Woo, woo, woo. How do you know it's going to be like that? Okay. What I'm saying is, I asked, if you're being the best you can be, you're being the best you can be 100%. Are you better than those around you? God damn. Them motherfuckers tried their hardest, but they had to say, no, I'm not better than anybody around. Well, why aren't you better? Because, you know, even if I'm better right now, don't mean I'll be better tomorrow. Okay, that is true. But we're talking about right now. You're being 100% of what you can be, and this other person is being whatever they're being, and you can't make a comparison? No, they couldn't. Now, my answer is, if you're doing 100% the best you can, and you can't say you better than most, the motherfuckers around you, you're sick. Because the average person don't even do 50% of what they could do. So if you're doing 100% and you can't say you're better than whatever percentage motherfuckers around you are, you're inadequate. You just got to accept it. I mean, I still have dreams about, you know, me on the blade at some fucking hoes. And I know good and well I will never, ever again be down and dirty like I was. But that don't stop me, you know, from having the thoughts about that light, then that doesn't stop the memories from that light from invading my motherfucking ass, my mind, when I'm asleep and showing up in my dreams. I'm being real when I tell you this shit. What I'm saying is, last night, you gotta give me a break now. Last night, excuse me, this shit on my fingers don't bother me. Last night, I dreamed I was out with one of my pen friends, Frosty. And we was on the blade ride, and we rolled up to the light, and then this young Filipino-looking broad pulled up and asked if we was pimps. She was on my side, so I said, well, of course we are, madam. Are you a hooker or a looker? Now, what I'm saying is, I'm just responding naturally. I ain't really thinking about something to get some action, but the baby said, I don't know. And I could see she was thinking, but before she spoke, I quickly assessed that she was mine for the taking. So I told Frost, I told baby to pull over. And she was pulling over, and Frost, you know, right on cue, pulled over. And I get out, and I'll be damned if I didn't wake up. That shit was so real, I had to check my pockets to see if the bitch hit me with some trimmer, with a trap. What I'm saying is, how do you feel? I'm talking about in quotes. I feel with my eyes and my thoughts. My eyes show me things, then my thoughts assist me in dealing with them. So together they form the kind of man I am. And long as my motherfucking ass do the shit I supposed to do, and I don't let my emotions dictate what's going on, I'm going to be straight. So, a question. Why do you think so many good women choose the wrong man? You know, part of that answer is the same for women as it is for men. It's about how they feel about who they're talking to. Women listen to part of a conversation and choose what they like from it. And then they match what they heard with how closely it matches the man's appearance that she's talking to. And if this dude looked like what she liked about what he was saying, he's in. Now, with dudes, they don't even listen to the conversation. They keep their eye and mind on the prize, which is sex. What both sexes have in common is the lack of interest they have in the person that's actually talking to them. When either a man or a woman is out looking for a potential partner in life, it should become apparent that you're looking for a mate. You know, the first encounter is the only encounter where you're going to see the real person. Because when you first meet them, they don't really give a fuck about you. You know, any subsequent meeting after that first one, she didn't plan how to be, and you didn't plan how to be. So is that real? Shit. If any of you would take the time to see what a motherfucking person is saying instead of just hearing the words and focusing on what you like about the conversation, you'd have a better chance at meeting your goddamn mate.
Well, you know, man, you ain't met no mate, professor. I mean, not professor. You ain't met no mate, but,
yeah, but I don't really want to meet a mate. But I'm telling you, this last funeral started me to thinking along those lines. So let's just see. Today's whatever day. And from this day until whatever another time,
We gonna see how long it take me, because I'm finna try to catch me somebody that I can fuck with for a while. I'm tired of just getting rid of bitches and replacing them. That shit ain't cool. Not when you a 70-year-old nigga. Come on, man. You can't leave it up to the dating sites to do what you should do automatically. You should be a master at seeing who you like. The sites can get all the information in the world in on a motherfucker, and only one-third of it is going to be true. While you can get one-third of the information on a motherfucker, but that information you get will be valuable to you because it's coming in real time about real things going on with her that concerns a person or her character, not theory. When a question is asked and answered, in today's world, it's just theory, what could be. But when you get an answer because you're thinking about something, man, I wonder how do you be more appealing, you know, to women without really fucking with them. And you get an answer to that, see, you gonna motherfuckers realize that this is the truth and you gonna implement it. You know, I've been quiet in the past, but it don't mean I haven't been busy because I'm quiet. To the contrary, I've been quite busy. Every day brings new things, new ideas, new ways for me to ponder, to bring to my school, and see if I can add any of it to my already full list of scheduled shit to do. The number one thing I need to do, the number one thing I need to add to my list of what to do is no matter what. No fucking matter what. I gotta allot me some me time. I know it sounds silly. I mean, especially since I'm a conceited bastard. Shit, it seems like everything I do in one way or another is for me. So it don't seem like I would have to just specifically concentrate on that. But I do. You know, this is where you need to be sharp and distinguish what's what. The shit I do is, in the long run, for me. But it's the mental aspect of life and my goals, which is a continuous process of work. That's what pushes me. You know, the scenarios I create, and you know, they're getting you to think outside the box. It could be about shipbuilders and other motherfuckers would respond. But I notice when I make it apparent, they'll be part of a learning experience, none of them respond. Whenever I make them know, they're going to be, you know, individuals in this test environment. You know, people are strange. When it's fun and games, they're all for it. But when it gets serious, they duck and hide. Why is that, you think? This is all going to be an experiment for my class. It's to prove how fake people are. And naturally, you all proved me correct. Because ain't nobody calling. Ain't nobody got no goddamn points to make. Why? Because I'm talking whatever shit. So, when it's fun and games, everybody's for it. But when it gets serious, you duck and hide. This is going to be an experiment for my class. It's to prove that motherfuckers are fake. And naturally, they're going to be fake. Just a little more concentration, you'll get more action. Concentration plus dedication, you'll get a little more traction. When you're down for your action, dedication turns into a form of motivation. And when it does, let it control all your stagnation. If you do, you will help end the castration of men in this nation. You'll be what we think of as a great sensation who will change this crazy generation. Then we'll all belong to just one faction of man. Yeah, I'm just, you know, a little more tact and acceptance of some facts
We all gonna be men of action. That's all I'm saying. And that's what I want. That's why I kick it with my nigga Tate. I gotta call my nigga down there every day because I'm saying, I guess when you get older, and it ain't that many reals to kick it with, you need to holler at the one or the one still here. At least that's what I'm thinking. I'd like to go, you know, rest in peace to my brother, Gene Dixon, Bruce Gene Dixon. And I don't know, I started to say it's funny, but as I type, I guess it isn't. Almost every time I finish a show or a video, I get a lot of dudes saying how glad they are. You know, I do what I do. Inevitably, some of them say how much game they're getting from me. Now, what's funny is not one of them picked up anything. They may have liked what they heard or seen, but I guess they won't get it until they do. You can't read, listen to people talk, or in any way get this abba-dabba unless you're willing to talk to any woman, face any problem, climb the highest mountain with the confidence you know yourself well enough to believe in your ability to do it. What is it about introducing new ideas to a woman that makes so much of a turnover for her? I don't get that. 9 out of 10 times, it's that she heard that stale shit from motherfuckers 3,000 times before. And the fresh shit that I'm talking about is a breath of fresh air. Not only that, since he has, you know, had that breath of fresh air, she's 500 times more interested in what I got to say. That's why I stay fresh with mine. What about you? Oh, wait, anyway, back to business. Why are we supposed to, when we read or hear something, why are we supposed to savor it, especially if it's informative? It's because we're a wealth, or we should be a wealth of information. At least that's where I'm coming from. All right, you guys, this is a short one. But goddammit, when this shit, this holiday shit is over, we finna really roll. Remember, you can get $800 and get this registration fee and that doggone some work. But then if you don't do it right now, you're going to be spending $1,500 when you decide to do it. But if you do it right now, you're going to spend $800 to get the same thing as a brother that spent $1,500. So let me do the math. It's up to you. All right, you guys, be cool.